Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. It looks like it's just going to be you and me for a little bit, maybe even the rest of the half hour. We're not making contact with Rob Cowie, but that's fine because I have something I want to say about. I want to talk about something that that I spoke to. We just got through talking to Pam Danziger about, and if you remember. She said that she was talking about big businesses, big retailers versus small retailers. And that's a very interesting topic to me because it brings to mind something you've heard me say before, and that is about my attitude about Walmart. And when I say Walmart, I'm not just talking about Walmart. I'm talking about basically any of the big box companies. And one of the things that you've heard me say before and that I've said quite often in speeches that I make and on the show and in my writing, and that is that I think small business owners should thank Walmart for being around. Now, I know that that's heresy to some of you. I know that some communities are working really hard to prevent Walmart from coming into their area. They actually are trying to prevent that, which I think is wrong. I mean, I know this that many small business owners think that they've been harmed and maybe have been harmed by Walmart or some of the big boxes coming into their company, into their communities. But listen, folks, this is a free country. This economy and this country didn't become the shining beacon on the planet for commerce by putting up barriers to trade. In fact, that's exactly why we had a depression in the 30s was because of protectionism. Any community that puts up barriers and tries to protect one group over another, that is totally antithetical to any kind of a vibrant, healthy marketplace. So I'm against that. I'm against anybody trying to prevent Walmart from going wherever they want to go. Because I think if you've got the right attitude about it, what'll happen is that you'll wind up thanking Walmart, for example, I'm kind of picking on them, but they're the classic. They're the quintessential big box company, aren't they? So, you know, you can insert your own name, depending on the industry you're in. You can insert your own big box name in here. And as I said earlier, big boxes are important. I go to the big box. I'm a small business owner, and I support small businesses like crazy all the time. But I still do some shopping at the big box companies. Not that much, but some. And it's because they fill a need. They have a purpose in the marketplace. But there's no reason why when a big box company opens up near you, you should get all worked up over it, that you should get all afraid that they're going to put you out of business. Now, here's the truth. They might put you out of business. But actually, if that happens, it's not that they did something to put you out of business, but that you didn't do enough to prevent yourself from going out of business. And what I mean by that is you didn't recognize some of the things that Pam Danziger and I were talking about earlier, and that is this. There are really kind of two reasons why people buy things. I really do believe it can be broken down into two reasons. I've said this before, but I think I haven't talked about it for a while, and I want to say it again. They buy things that they need, and they buy things that they want. I really believe, we were talking with Pam Danziger about this, that real estate, that very important, the most, as far as you're concerned, small business owners, and as far as I'm concerned, the most important real estate on the planet is the 6 inches between the ears of our customers. And what's going on in their head? I don't care about men, women. I don't care if they're shopping for recreation. I don't care if they're shopping for out of necessity. I don't care what their motivations are. I don't care what they're going after. I don't care. You can read all the books you want on why customers do what they do. And it can all be broken down. Every single subcategory, and there could be a million of them, every single one of those can be broken down into two areas. And I've never heard anybody else say this before except me. And that is this. People buy what they need, and they buy what they want. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to talk to you about why that should matter to you as a small business owner, and why if you don't get it, if you don't understand that those two things and where you fit on that spectrum, then you're probably doomed as a small business owner. 20 Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Steely Dan. If there's a better band in the world, it'd have to be tied with that band. What a great sound. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're rocking and rolling. It's just you and me. We're rocking and rolling together here. We got a lot of stuff going on. I wanted to continue to talk to you about those two things that our customers are thinking about in that real estate, that 6 inches of real estate between their ears. What are they thinking about? Well, you know what? I don't care what they're thinking about. I don't care if they're thinking about tires or toothpicks. I don't care if they're thinking about bottles or battleships. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. You know, tacos or tequila, none of that matters. It matters to you if you sell tacos or tequila. But when somebody walks in your store, I don't want you to think about, I don't want you to ask them what they're looking for. I don't want you to ask them if you can help them. Don't say, "Can I help you?" when they walk in your business, your store, when they call you, when they email you, when they instant message you, when they send a carrier pigeon. I don't care about any of that stuff. What I care about is that you find out as quickly as possible whether they're looking for what they need or whether they're looking for what they want. Now, how do you tell the difference? Well, when they're looking for something that they need, that's a commodity. They're not emotional about it. It's just a fundamental requirement. Just like you need to sleep, you need to breathe, you need to eat, you need to protect yourself from the elements. You need to get someplace to. You need to get to work. You need to, you know, to go to grandma's house, whatever. That's one emotion that you have, that our customers have. They need certain things. Now, as long as they're in the need mode, then you're not going to be able to wow them. You're not going to be able to fancify or customize whatever they're trying to get at, because all they want, when they're in that mode, all they want is what they need, and they already know exactly what it is. And in the 21st century, they pretty darn well know what it's going to cost them. And if you don't have what they need at the price they're willing to pay, what they've determined is already what is the going price for what they need, you're not going to sell them anything. And since you can't buy a gazillion toothpicks to sell for almost nothing like Walmart can, if you're trying to sell toothpicks to people who only want toothpicks that they need, you're not going to beat Walmart. They're going to go to Walmart. They're going to come in your business, and they're going to look at your toothpicks. But when they see that you're three times higher than Walmart for toothpicks, all they've done is waste your time and their time. And neither one of those things has put a good taste in anybody's mouth. So try to find out If they're looking for what they need, which is the basic things, the commodities of life. Because you know what we know about commodities? Commodities are basically the same wherever you find them. And the price is basically the same wherever you find them. A soybean costs the same per bushel in Joplin, Missouri, as it does in Japan. And so it's a soybean. It's a commodity. So are certain things that consumers buy, that customers buy. So find out what they need. Find out if what they're looking for is what they need. Now, I'm not saying that they'll never buy what they need from you. There is a chance, you know, obviously you and I have paid more than we thought we should for something because we didn't know where the Walmart was. Maybe they're, you know, I have actually gone to a small business and bought something that I needed that was a commodity, but I bought it from a small business because they were literally more convenient, even though I knew I was paying more money than I should for it. But you can't count on that kind of a transaction to be successful. You got to expect people. You have to expect people to go to the big boxes to find the things that they need. Once they find out where they are, that's where they're going to go. They might buy from you one time, but they're not going to come back for what they need. Because you can't sell things at the price that the big box companies can for the things that people need. And if you're trying to do that, then you know what you are? You're a dinosaur. You know what a dinosaur is, don't you? You know what is the most dramatic thing that we know about dinosaurs? They're extinct. They don't exist anymore. And you're a dinosaur waiting to happen. If you're a small business owner trying to meet the prices of what big box companies sell people, the things that they need, you're a dinosaur. You just haven't gone extinct yet. And it's just a matter of time. Not only should you not be pricing your products based on what people need, you can't do it and stay in business. So what have you got to do? So what's the answer? The answer is the other emotion, and that's why people buy what they want. And you've heard me say this before, I need to eat. That's what I need. But I want to dine. I need clothing to cover me from the elements and to protect you from my body. But I want a look. When we come back after these messages, that's what we're going to talk about. Remember, the two emotions our customers have, what do we need and what do we want? It all boils down to those two things. Nothing else matters for you and me. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you're interested in more about what I'm talking about right now, needs versus wants, the things that our customers need, the two emotions, basically, that I think everything else manifests from those two things. All other buying decisions, all other actions, all of the steps that are taken, all other emotions that customers have in the experience of doing business with anybody, all of them start from those two things, those two eggs. The chicken is not the chicken or the egg. There's no quandary. They all start from those two eggs. What do I need and what do I want? And I know what I need, and I know what I need is a commodity, and I know what it costs. What I want, I don't know what that is yet. And that's where we're going right now with the conversation. What I was going to say is I've written about this. You can do a little search on my archives and my articles about you know, needs versus wants, that kind of thing. Just noodle around on that. Check that out. I've forgotten exactly what the title of the articles are, but I've written about it several times, so you can find out more about that if you want there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Okay, wants. What do I want? Well, you know what? I want what I want. And maybe I don't know what I want, and here's why I don't know what I want. I think I might. I might think I know what I want. But because you haven't customized that for me, because you, small business owner, have only just begun determining that I'm not looking for what I need. I want something special. I want it to be all about me. I want it to be exactly the way I want it, perfectly fitted for me, that no big box company can do. Only a small business can do what I'm talking about. Only a small business can do it. What do I need is not what I'm looking for from you. I'm looking for what I want. And you have the opportunity, because you're armed with this information that I'm giving you, this billion-dollar value wisdom here that's costing you nothing. Because you're armed with that, you can now find out what I want. And you can say, and so maybe I walk in and I say, and you say, sir, you know, I'd like to help you make sure that you get exactly what you want today. What would that look like? If you were going to get exactly what you wanted today, stop using the word need, folks. Need shouldn't be in anything in your small business vocabulary. Eradicate the word need from your vocabulary. Sir, what would you want today? What would it be if you could have what you wanted, what would that look like? And I might say, well, I'm looking for this and that and the other. And you say, you know what? That's a great idea, but what if I can give you that and also this? Wow, you can do that? Yeah, we can do that because we're a small business owner. That's what we do here. We customize. We make it all about you. And so, see, that's what I meant when I said, I might not know exactly what I want because you haven't helped me take it to the next level. So I walk in and I know I'm not looking for what I need. I know I'm looking for what I want. You determine that. And then you take me to the next level. And you know what you've just created, ladies and gentlemen? You've created an experience that I won't forget. You've taken me beyond what I was capable of figuring out on my own. You've taken me to the want stratosphere, and I like it. You've taken me to a higher level of want than I've ever had, and I like it, and I am going to come back. I'm going to tell my friends about you, and you know what else? I'm going to pay you more for what you have to sell than I thought I would, and a whole lot more than Walmart gets or any of the big box companies get for whatever it is that they sell. And you'll make more profit. You'll be able to pay your employees better. You'll be able to train them better. They'll be happier. They'll serve your customers better. It's a beautiful cycle. It's not a vicious cycle, folks. It's a beautiful cycle. You'll make more money. You'll be more successful. You'll be able to grow your business and retire richer, and all because you know the difference. You know the two emotions that customers have between their ears when they go outside into the marketplace, and that is, what do I need and what do I want? And if you don't chase what they want, if you start chasing what they need, you're a dinosaur waiting to happen. If you chase what they want, if you find out what they want and give it to them, take them to that want stratosphere, you'll be a very happy person. You'll have a successful business, and all will be well in the world. Almost got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.